Hi friends, welcome to the Mama.Wife Life Podcast. I am your host, Brittany, and each week we'll be gabbing, bragging, and unpacking about life. So grab yourself a drink, get yourself comfortable, and get ready to be inspired. Welcome back, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning back in this week. I don't know if I have reminded you guys, but if you have not already, please subscribe and leave comments, and please don't hesitate to send me an email or find me on social media. I am very responsive. So let's just dive right into this. I was sitting here and I was having a conversation with my husband, who is not here tonight because he is working, but we were on the discussion of failure and the fear of failure. And I think that it is one of the most strangest things as humans that we will get this like fear of failure, and it will literally talk ourselves out of doing something out of fear of failing, right? And so I just want to open up a discussion about that, because as a mom, it's one thing that I'm constantly thinking about in the back of my head is I don't want to fail. I don't want to fail as being a mom. I don't want to fail as being a wife. When I was working, I didn't want to be the one that couldn't do my job, right? Like it always seems to be this like never ending ball of obviously fear of failing. But for me, it seems to also be surrounded with this lovely thing, which I call the big A. And it's not what you're thinking, it's anxiety. It is one thing that I find is that I'm the mom that everyone usually looks at and they're like, oh wow, like she does lots of crafts, and oh wow, she's such like a crunchy mom, or she's such like a calm and cool collected mom, or like wow, she's a sweary mom, because yes, I do drop the word fuck once in a while. But it's just this weird juggle. I'm a professional juggler, essentially, of trying to keep my shit together and also trying not to talk myself out of the things that make me scared, because I feel like I'm scared to do things, and I feel like my anxiety has gotten worse since being in this lockdown, in that now, now with all this stuff going on, and we can't just sit down and go see a friend and have a drink at a bar or do whatever, I'm feeling more and more like my anxiety is also coming with fear, more than what it used to be, right? And the world around us is not something like when you have a new baby, right, and they're learning to crawl or walk, they aren't, like, they don't come into this earth with that immediate thought in my head as, oh, I don't want to crawl because I'm going to fail. I'm scared to fail. And so I think that fear might need a bit of a facelift, or, you know, might need to like change up the way that we look at it, because fear also comes with change, right? So if I'm scared to go for this new job, or I'm scared to do this new workout plan, which, let's be real, I don't do it, or anything of that nature, usually means you're pushing your comfortable, or your comfortability, if I can speak. That would be really good. If I could just speak properly through this entire podcast, that'd be amazing, because apparently I've had marble mouth all day. I was talking to my sons, and I was talking to them, and that was just like, because I just couldn't get the words out of my mouth, asking them simply, like, do you want some bananas or do you want some apples? And I was just like, do you want some blapples? And I was like, what is that? I mean, to like go off on a tangent there, but like I was saying, my fear is usually surrounded with anxiety, and holy shit, my anxiety is the biggest struggle that I have to deal with, because ultimately I am my own worst critic. I'm constantly in my head finding ways to squash any potential possibility that I could, any opportunity, anything that I will try and sabotage it in any way, shape, or form. And it all literally comes from fear and anxiety. Sure, it might have something to do with like a lack of confidence in that specific department, but I really, really, really think that it, when I was thinking about it today and I was talking to my husband and we were discussing it, I said to him, I said, like, I think it, honest to God, is fear and anxiety hand in hand. And as I was mentioning before, is watching my sons, as most of you guys know, that I am a parent to two little boys, and watching them learn how to crawl and walk, for example, they would scoot around and they would like do the bellies like wiggle and they would do these things until they were able to like crawl, because that's basically like you're a sack of potatoes. Your parents set you on the ground, and unless you learn to roll over and start to move and want to move, you're not right. Like, that's what starts life out, essentially. You don't have that ultimate fear that I feel like, because when you're an infant or you're a child and you're sitting there, and for the longest time, for the first 5 years, sure, there's lots of kids that are like two and they can speak better than most adults, but a majority of the kids that I meet, they kind of observe. And I often wonder if this, you know, fear of failing met with the anxiety is something that we observe from our surroundings and we kind of key into our own mentality. Like, oh, Aunt Joanne's scared of that, right? And maybe I'm not making any sense at all, but it was like, I got really into this today thinking about it. And I wonder, when did we start feeling the fear around failure? Because something has had to trigger that, right? And like a lack of confidence, anxiety, watching other people. Like, I remember being in sports and watching people and they're just like so good at the stuff. Like, you're so good at playing basketball or you're so good at running. And I'm over here being like, I can't do that. And so it's like you're comparing yourself to these people. And sure, people are going to watch you or whatever, but like, you are, I've tried to remind myself, like, I am not that important. And yes, I am important, but when it comes to things like this, like, I am not that important. People are not going to spend their time judging me on my ability to run a lap. Sure, people like might be like, wow, like she really struggled doing that. But at the end of the day, like, it's not going to matter. It's not going to be something that's a big thing, but it's in the moment, it's something that really, really, like, I find almost stresses me out. And I don't know why we do that. Like, I don't know why we insist on adding all this extra baggage and this heavy layer of just shit. When, why, like, what are we so scared of? Why don't we just go for it? Why don't we just, if you try and you fail, it, like, just try again. Like, when I'm talking to my husband or I'm talking to my friends and they have to ask a question or they want to find something out and they don't want to ask, my favorite line is, the worst thing that you are ever going to hear is no. That is literally the worst thing you're going to hear if you have any questions or you want to inquire about something, or if the worst thing someone's ever going to say to you is, no, it's fine, right? So I think that I'm going to try and be more mindful of like pushing my comfort zone a bit, because watching my son, who's going to be turning 5 this year, watching him, and he's already doing this, like, oh, mom, I don't want to, I can't do it. And a majority of the I can't do it seem to be surrounding him trying new things or learning new skills. Like, I'm going to trace these letters. And of course, I'll sit there and I'll help him. But once I know that he has it, I will leave him to it. And then it's like he thinks that once he makes a mistake, because I find that he'll be doing something and then he'll make a mistake and then he doesn't want to do it again. He's done with it. He's like, I don't want to do it. I can't. Mom, I want you to help me. Mom, I don't want to. This is boring. And usually I'm like, okay, honey, like, if you don't want to do it, like, I'm a big advocate for if they have done 15 minutes of education, because a lot of you guys know that we are doing, like, homeschooling on our own terms. Like, we aren't doing the distant learning. That, you know, we have to be really mindful of their brains. And my son is very, very young. It's better when you have older kids that can function on laptops and stuff like that. But my four-year-old has no idea how to work one. And so we decide just to pull them out. And so when we do our learning, it's usually about 15, 20 minutes, max half an hour every day. And then I'm like, okay, we're done. Right? I'm not huge on forcing him to do stuff. But when he gets in the groove of doing things, because he's excited that he's succeeding, look at, I'm doing so good, I'm doing great. Like, and of course I'm like telling him, baby, you're doing awesome. That's great. Like, and I'm building his confidence. And then when he realizes that, oh, he's made a mistake or he hasn't stayed in the lines or whatever, then he doesn't want to do it. He's all done. And so I wonder if it's something that he has watched me and my husband do, because I'm sure me and my husband have shown him those types of behaviors, right? Like being scared or I don't want to do things and not wanting to take that like leap of being uncomfortable. And I feel like it's like been passed down to my son, because I also feel that my anxiety that I have is also passed down to him. Because just this past week, I had the worst panic, not panic, it wasn't panic, it was anxiety. It was the worst anxiety I've had in a really long time. And it got to the point where I didn't really know what to do, because I'm like, how do I fix this? How do I make this go away? Because I can't deal with this. And obviously there's lots of people that need to be properly medicated, and I think that's amazing. Like, I think if that's the route you go, that's, there's no shame in that at all. But for me, I usually don't have anxiety that bad. It'll come and go, and it's usually, honestly, it's usually around when I have my time of the month and I'm just feeling like extra emotional. But this one was just kind of out of nowhere, and it wouldn't go away, and I really didn't feel like I could eat, and I really didn't feel like I wanted to do anything. And so I ended up calling the doctor, and I spoke to the doctor about stuff, and they were, you know, we're going to put you on this medication, and then we're going to put, and then, you know, and then if you want, you can go on this medication. And I was just like, I don't need to be medicated every single day. And I know that the pandemic's made my anxiety worse, which makes my fears worse, which kind of just starts into a huge cycle, right? And when I was thinking about it earlier today about how, you know, fear can be a beautiful thing if you know how to look at it in a beautiful way. Because fear is, like I said, you're usually pushing boundaries. Yes, okay. If you're being chased by a bear in the woods, obviously that's not a beautiful thing, okay? So like, don't get all like twisted and be like, what do you mean fierce people? But I'm saying, when you're having a controlled environment that you are in and you're not in danger and you're just working yourself up and you're feeling like, oh, I don't know, like fear is your like fight or flight thing. Oh, I don't want to do it. Okay. Oh. And I feel like sometimes if you just kind of walk through that fear and you're like, I'm going to do this and if I'm not good at it, you know what? I'm going to just keep trying and I'm going to come at it again. And that's basically like what makes, you know, pro athletes and stuff, and these people that are actors and actresses and musicians and see, blah, 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 apparently I can't talk. But I think that I need to start being more open to fear just in my day-to-day life. I don't know how to necessarily deal with things. It, for me, tends to come with an anxiety or lack of confidence, because since I've been home with the kids and I can't do anything, we had big plans that I was going to go back to work and I was going to do I was going to start working out of the home come September. Well, that kind of went for a nosedive. And then with the pandemic, I'm not working. I'm homeschooling. I'm back to just feeling like I have two very large babies, even though they aren't babies. But that's the only time I ever really didn't do anything was when my kids were under 8 months old. And I was just focusing on them. And I think that my self-worth feeds into my anxiety. And it's just, again, like, it's just all these different things. And so I called the doctor and I said to him, I said, you know, I appreciate you offering me all these, like, options. The best option that they gave me for my situation was I'm going to start talking to a therapist of some kind. They gave me a list and my husband has one through his work. So it'll be good, I think, to just talk to somebody outside of me and my husband, because my husband is the only adult that I see day in and day out. And I know that is a problem with lots of parents that are staying at home and the significant other is working out of the house. If you're at home with your kids and you're not doing anything else, the only other human you see day in and day out is your significant other. And sometimes you need another set of eyes or ears to just be there when you are having a day or having a moment, right? So it's been very interesting having to sit and observe how I've been feeling and what's been going on. And it's just finding that I now have a plan. Okay, so I'm going to talk to somebody, and the doctor understood what I was saying, and I told her, I said, I'm gonna, like, take what you're suggesting, and that's great. But I ended up calling the cannabis clinic downtown, and anyone that knows me knows I cannot ingest THC because it completely just screws me up completely. Like, it's just a no-go. You know, I'm not having problems sleeping. It's just, I will have a day and I can't cope. Like, I'm just having a bad day, whether it's just I'm feeling snappy or tired, and I'm tired because I'm not sleeping because I have two kids. And it started working, like, so quickly. It was fabulous. It was so, so good. And again, there's lots of people that need pills, and that's totally valid. And if this was something that I was dealing with on a regular basis, day in and day out, where it was just, like, never ending, like a constant train of just anxiety, I would absolutely need to be on some type of, like, medication on the regular to help balance that out. But, you know, taking CBD oil, I found, has helped tremendously. So I'm trying to be more mindful of doing stretching, trying to do not this, like, negative self-talk, because I feel like all of this stuff, all of these things that are, like, these little tiny puzzle pieces that I'm mentioning, they all play into my personal fear of failing, because it's something I've kind of done my entire life. I talked myself out of really, like, enjoying school. I didn't feel like I was smart enough. I didn't feel like I was good enough. I felt like I was literally just stupid. Like, I would tell myself, oh, you're just stupid. And that came from the fact that I had lack of confidence. I had lack of confidence because I didn't have friends in high school, right? And so you can kind of see where, when I was sitting down and I was drawing out this timeline of, like, okay, so this all started essentially when I was in grade, like, 5, and I didn't ever have anyone to talk to, and I was just kind of forced to just be the strong one, and you're gonna just do this and we're gonna move on. And that's what I did, is I just pushed through. But then I didn't have any way of dealing with my own thoughts because I didn't have anyone to talk to. And now that I'm getting older, I'm starting to realize, like, if I would have figured out, you know, taking some time to myself and going for a walk and just not being afraid to cry, because I would get into fights with my mom, I would get in fights with people at school, and I was so scared to cry and show emotion. And I don't know why. It was like, I felt like if I did, I would be weak, or I'd be seen as weak, which is ridiculous. because it's so therapeutic to cry. And so it's just been, it's been really interesting with this little road of what's gone on in the last 32 years of my life, because even recently, like, I've noticed, with my, like, I sell Tupperware, and I've noticed that I have totally and completely ended up having, having some issues dealing with, okay, how are we going to sell Tupperware and interact with people when all these other people that you're, like, who are on your team are doing better? Like, I'm 32 years old, and I'm still sitting there in my head being like, I'm talking shit to myself. I'm literally sitting there talking down and talking shit to myself. And it's getting me nowhere. It's not helping me at all. And then the worst part about it is like, I talk to people, and a lot of them are just like, well, you know, you just don't want to do it. Or, like, they don't, people, I think that's why a lot of people don't talk about it, is because you don't want to talk to people about what's going on, because you feel like they're going on, they have stuff going on with themselves. And it was kind of like an aha moment when I was talking to a friend of mine, and she was saying this same thing, that, you know, people have been asking about why you're not selling Tupperware. And it kind of just, like, it made me upset, because I was like, of course people are going to say it, because not a single person has noticed that I'm not on social media as much. Not a single person has messaged me or called me. And it's not that they have to, but it's like, if you are wondering about what's going on with me, why aren't you calling? Why aren't you shooting me a message? And again, it's not like I expect people to do that, but then the response of she doesn't want to, it's not that I don't want to, I literally mentally can't deal with some things. And so that's when I've, like, okay, I need to take a step back, and I need to start doing some self-care. I need to start taking some time and doing some stretches, going for a daily walk for, by a walk, I mean like a 15-minute little walk down around the block with a coffee. And just trying to do some things for myself, because within a week of doing those simple tasks for me, it worked. It worked really, really well. And I'm not, like, trying to make excuses to not do my podcast, because if you've been following my podcast for a while, you know that I just kind of disappeared, and I disappeared from my podcast because my anxiety was so bad. And it wasn't because, like, my podcast is so small, it'll never go viral, I'll never be famous, I'll never do any of those things, and that's totally fine. Sure, it might happen, but I'm not trying to do anything like that. But it was just my anxiety of, are people going to listen to it? Are people going to like it? Are people going to even miss me if I'm gone? Or people, like, because, like, I was like, well, if I just stopped doing my podcast, who's going to care? Well, you know, the 24 people that listen to my podcast every week will care. Or the, like, 100 people that listened to my my podcast a few weeks ago, they would care. But again, it's just this, like, negative self-talk that I do to myself, and it just makes things so much worse. And I can't stress it enough that for me, it's just because I'm stressed out, and I have anxiety, and so I talk myself out of everything, which is just not helpful for anybody, right? Let's just be real for that. So I think that I'm just going to end this by saying that the pandemic has been hard on everybody. Everyone's going through stress. Everyone's going through worry and anxiety. And there's a lot of people that don't even believe the pandemic's real, right? That is a whole other topic that I'm going to touch on. But I just, if you're feeling anxious or you're feeling, like, overwhelmed, it's like, don't feel ashamed to have to reach out to your doctor and find the absolute best course of action for you and your situation. Because now that I have a therapist that I can talk to, that I've called, and I'm waiting for them to call me back, and I've got myself on a like vitamins and my CBD oil, it's really helped me. And so I hope that everyone is staying healthy and good, and just know that if you're feeling fearful of taking that next step to taking a new job, or you know, you're scared of starting your own podcast because you're worried you're gonna fail. I started this podcast and I literally barely even have 1,000 people following me on Instagram. You don't need to have a big following. You don't have to be the next Angelina Jolie or, you know, whoever the famous person is that you look up to. Like, you don't have to be any of those things. Honestly, all you have to do is be the best version of yourself, and you're doing it because you're awesome. So I just hope that you guys all know that I appreciate you guys listening to me, and it's given me something to look forward to rather than giving me something to try and convince myself not to do, because I am the queen of procrastination, if I can say words that people fall. So, well, I'm gonna let you guys go, and again, thank you so much for tuning in, and I'm sorry if I just rambled on there, but I really wanted to just discuss that and see what everyone thinks. I look forward to hearing the feedback. So I hope you guys are having a good night, and I will talk to you later. Bye.